This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. It's Sean and RJ with you. Bobby Belt out sick today. Hopefully back tomorrow as our Cowboys insider. Let's take you inside the George Pickens deal. Mark Caboli? I don't know. I don't watch McAfee like you do. I guess he is a regular contributor to the McAfee show. Longtime Steelers writer says that none other than Mike Tomlin wanted George Pickens out of town. Quote, make no mistake about it. Tomlin, who has gone out of his way in the past to defend Pickens, is the one who decided that the rehab project needed to end a year early. The ultimate decision had very little to do with GM Omar Khan, even though he signed off on it as well. And of course, it was okayed by team owner Art Rooney. So Mike Tomlin said, enough. See you later. Get out of here. As I think Todd Archer and definitely Bobby speculated, the Cowboys looked into Rashad Bateman while wide receiver shopping. So Bateman, solid season last year, 45 catches, 756. Nine touchdowns, has never eclipsed the 1,000-yard mark as Pickens has, and Bateman is in the first year, in case you were trying to compare the two. Who would I rather have for what money? Right. Bateman is in the first year of a two-year, $13 million contract with a salary of $3.75 million.
All right, so you get the extra year. You would get the extra year from Bateman.
But we got the ceiling.
Mark does the show. He does a podcast with Chris Mack, who came on with us.
Okay.
I know that's how I know him. But yeah, this is, look, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, this was a, it was a move of desperation. They had to do it. They needed that position. And it was also a move that is going to help them. They're a better team. I went and looked at some of the numbers, like the over-unders. You know, they didn't really move. Like the Cowboys over-under, it was still around 7.5. What did move, though, is what's favored. Prior to the move, the under, you had to pay more money, right? You had to pay more VIG. It was minus 120. That was the under. Now the over is the minus 120. So they think the over is the favorite. They're going to make you pay a premium on it. The number hasn't moved, though, just the price.
Warren Sharp saying this is wild. Dak Prescott the last 2 years. Like, how is his game and Pickens' game going to mesh and match up? Dak the last 2 years, number one most passing yards on 15 yards or longer go routes.
Oh, wow.
Number two most attempts on 15-plus yard go routes. George Pickens the last 2 years, number one most receiving yards on those exact routes, and number two most catches on those exact routes. Dak was also number three in terms of best accuracy of the 40 quarterbacks that they ran through their system. So when it comes to this long ball, explosive plays, 15 yards or more, just throw that B up. Throw it up.
Let's go.
That's it.
This is a guy that can be a go-get it guy. You know, they need that. They've got obviously.
And Dak is not like, he's not the most deadly accurate passer. So this to me is a perfect fit. When you have a guy who can just adjust in the air.
Yeah. He hasn't had that since what, Dez?
I know people were trying to say, well, yards of separation, that's not good for Dak. You know, the guy needs to be wide ass open. That's coming from some of the Dak haters. But when it comes to this, man, like, if I don't have the most accurate quarterback, I need the one of, if not the best in-air adjuster out there.
You need that. I think you need that anyway. I think regardless, even if you don't have, like, even if you have a deadly accurate guy, it's helpful to have that. Not every throw is going to be deadly accurate. A lot of throws in the league are now off schedule, they call them. They're going to be off your back foot. You're going to be heaves up in the air.
Yeah, just look at Eli Manning's career.
Absolutely. But you need that. And look, Eli had that. Hakeem Nicks was one of those go-get-it guys. You had Plexico who could do that.
Tyreek Hitch.
Yep. There you go. I mean, you had to have that. You still have to. And it really is going to pay off for them.
CBS Sports with some grading on this. This is not from the individual who got
Cody Benjamin.
Yeah, week one of the Worst Take Award, Fridays at 9 o'clock, Worst Take here on The Fan. Cowboys get an A-. At 6'3", 200 pounds, Pickens is a legitimate perimeter threat that should have Dak giddy. He will open up things for Lamb and vice versa. On paper, the Cowboys just created one of the best wide receiver duos in the league. More on that at 7:20. After last year's incredibly disappointing offseason and the forgettable campaign that followed, these are the kinds of moves that Cowboy fans wanted to see from Jerry. As for the cons, Pickens has struggled to hold his emotions in check, cost his team with a lot of penalties as well, plus he has just one more year remaining on the rookie deal. The Cowboys would be losers in this trade if the 2025 season were to be a failure and Pickens left in free agency. However, this is the kind of swing I like to see from a team that wants to win football games.
And then
Steelers with a B-. Steelers did trade for and extend DK this offseason, so parting ways with Pickens is not the biggest surprise in the world. But if you were going to go back in time and tell yourself that the Steelers would be trading Pickens away for a third-round pick, you'd be pretty disappointed. So that's CBS with their grading of it. You know, Mike Florio and others have continued to say that Pittsburgh did not utilize Pickens enough. They did not try to get him involved as much as he should have been.
They don't quarterback either.
Yep.
And that's a problem. Like, you know, I find it hard to, and the same grace I give coaches, I got to give wide receivers. If you don't have a quarterback, it's very hard for me to judge a wide receiver.
Justin Jefferson, he got me last year. I was like, I'll take others over him because right. They lost their quarterback. Did not matter, even though Darnold was balling out.
Right, and you know how much of that was, you know, Darnold was getting the ball. But this is the problem. Like, you know, Matt Millen always got killed for taking all the wide receivers, right?
Is that breaking?
It's official, yeah. NFL tweeted it. Cowboys Eagles kick off the season Thursday Night Football. September 4th.
Whoa. Ian Rappaport. There it is. Cowboys, Eagles. Reaction, Mr. Scheduler?
that is my I feel like it is my name now. I honestly think it's like the NFL misses this. This is one thing I disagree with them. The Cowboys are going to draw a big number anyway. Thursday Night Football opener is going to draw a big number anyway. Save the Cowboys. Right? Say if you have the Cowboys in your pocket, don't burn them. You don't want the MLB teams will tell you they don't want the Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, something like that on opening day. Opening day is a sellout regardless. They want those teams in June. You know what I mean? They don't want them on their opening day. Someone's going to have it every year, but they don't want it.
We're used to opening up. What is it?
We're usually Sunday Night Football.
And the Giants,
right? So it's now like Thursday Night Football is going to have a huge number anyway. So you should save the Cowboys. But from our standpoint, I love this opening. Let's go. I hate division games on opening day though. I want to save those for later in the year. But from an entertainment standpoint, it doesn't get much better than this.
What was the other scheduling thing you were going off about? Was it the?
Oh my God, this is the Chiefs and the Chargers, and they are gonna. The reports are they are gonna open in Brazil on opening weekend. So last year was Eagles Packers. It was a Friday game. I don't think a divisional game should.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
Ever be played, I don't even like it week one, but on a neutral site? What? That's not fair. This is a divisional game. These are the two best teams in the division. What are you doing playing on a neutral site? Let the home teams have it.
How do you feel about back to the Cowboys and the Eagles? And let's get your text reaction as well on the Frankel and Frankel injury attorney text line. The breaking news, Cowboys, Eagles, Thursday on September 4th, NBC, as they unveil the banner. Better, worse to get Philly that early, that night with the emotion.
Usually I would think it was worse. I don't know that you want a team coming off of a Super Bowl championship at home on opening night. We've seen teams lose. Kansas City lost. Was it it was Detroit. Was it last year or the year before?
Right.
They lost. Yeah, they lost on the opener. But generally, I think like the emotion raising the banner, you're going to have all the – I mean, you'll have your legends of your team there. All the fans will be there. It'll be crazy.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, Bradley Cooper will be in the house. I'm sure Mike Trout will probably be there because he'll be on the injured list at that point.
Because this,
he'll be there.
This was always a thing in the NBA. Like, all right, like it'll take the home team a while to get going. We need to go back and do a little history review.
Yeah.
Of how the defending champ handles business.
Yeah, I mean, because It's been about, what, a decade they've done this game on the Thursday night? Well, we could find that.
Here it is. Chiefs, Ravens, Kansas City won. Detroit beat Kansas City, so that makes it 1-1. But we'll do another study. I don't feel like going through all of it right now, but I found the website to go ahead and get it. So there it is. You're opening up on a Thursday night, and it'll be a packed Friday morning right here on your home of America's team and DFW Sports Station. Meanwhile, big NFL news over the weekend. Derek Carr retires.
Man, Derek Carr retires. Saw this little juicy little nugget. He's the only quarterback to lose to 31 NFL teams and have 40,000 pass yards and no playoff wins.
Wow.
So in baseball, they have what's called the Mendoza line. Peyton, you know what the Mendoza line is?
Yeah, it's when your average is below 200.
But, bam, buddy.
Well
yes,
done.
Sir.
I thought he was going to say the brother's accused of murdering.
Absolutely. Hey, retrial this. Resentencing area. Let's go.
Mendoza brothers.
And that was for decades actually lower than a real major leaguer should hit, right? Now 200 really is the Mendoza line. But this is the Derek Carr line. It's the Carr pickup line. Like he's a good quarterback, but also a bad one. He was the worst quarterback to be your quarterback because he was going to be good enough to not allow you to be bad enough to get you a good enough pick to replace him and find a guy that can get you the title. He can get you to the cusp of the playoffs.
Yep.
Sometimes even to the playoffs. You know, and he's the quarterback that a coach would want who doesn't have a quarterback because they could be competitive, but no GM should ever want this guy as your quarterback. Because you can't ultimately achieve your main goal. It's the Carr pickup line.
He's 34, recently underwent multiple medical evaluations on the shoulder. Surgery was his only route back to 100%. That would mean a 6-month recovery. So he retires rather than staying on IR all year. I can already see a comeback 2 years down the line with this guy. He's a drama queen. You know, I've always called him the Hallmark Carr. He's always got to have the tears flowing and the crying and all the emotions. So I can see someone trying to entice him to come back in a couple of years. But now Kellen Moore does not have his veteran.
No, he doesn't. He's made $205
million.
Woo. He's 77-92.
Is he on the all Kirk Cousins team for finances?
First ballot. First ballot. It's from Warren Sharp. First ballot Hall of Fame bag getter. That's what he is. He's not Kirk Cousins, though. Ninth most cash since 2014 of any player in the NFL. Ninth most cash for Derek Carr. And like you said, Kellen doesn't have his guy. So now what do?
You drafted someone.
You did. You drafted Tyler Shuck. You had Spencer Rattler. So maybe you're, well, obviously one of those guys is going to get a shot. And we'll see what happens next year.
I'm probably starting Shuck to begin the season.
I would too.
All right, so there it is, the breaking news. Cowboys, Eagles, Thursday night as they unveil the banner in Filthy. How are the Tolos feeling about the scheduling break or not break?
Well, you got a lot of Tolos that are in favor of what RJ said, kind of, with the divisional games early on, week one. Not a whole lot of people with 8-1-7 and 3-2-5 both say, I don't care for divisional games right out of the gate. 2-1-4 says Eagles Commanders would have been a better matchup. And 4-6-9, how some people think, at least we get the loss out of the way early and can enjoy our weekend.
Come on.
877-881-1053 to continue to hit us up. That's the number to call. Call to win the Rangers tickets as we give away the 4-pack during the 720 Expressway. But he was in the building for the Game 3 win. He was talking to Tolos afterwards outside Jake Rietma to talk about the Dallas Stars. 5-2 victory to take the 2-1 series lead. The Stars party continues next.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.